好，我们现在开始下半堂的课。
Okay, so we're just looking at different what we call secular aphorisms, meaning sayings that people say which can sound wise or can sound very helpful, but are actually contradictory to God's plan.
我们刚刚正在谈说这些世俗的格言呢，听起来很不错，但实际上有些如果你深入的去体验它的话呢，你会发觉跟我们圣经的教导、神的教导是有一些矛盾的。
And you have to remember we're in this battleground, it's a spiritual battleground for your soul.
因为我们必须要了解啊，这个在对我们的魂来讲啊，我们其实是在一个战场上。
And a lot of these aphorisms or these little sayings that they have, again, they can sound quite good, and even for us in some circumstances they might be useful, but not when you're looking at applying them to the spiritual life.
就是说这些格言呢，对我们的一些在生活中有的时候你会觉得，哎，其实是蛮正确的，但是你要非常小心的去分辨，因为对于我们的属灵的生命来讲，它有的时候是不对的。
For example, we had this one here, the first step is always the hardest. Now, in terms of like business, or maybe you're learning a new subject or something like this, you have a new project, that can certainly be true.
像这个左边的这张图说，第一步总是比较最困难的，对于要做一个生意，做一个任何一个大的案子项目的开始，它一定是比较难的，因为你要准备非常多的事情。
Yeah. The man that sent this to me, he was from a speaking club, and often what they do is they have people that come into the club that have to speak in a public environment, but they don't know how to do that. They're just too scared.
那因为这张图呢，是这个演讲俱乐部一个领导人他送出来给大家的，那主要他是想要告诉人家，很多这些来参加演讲俱乐部的人，他们非常害怕在公众演讲，所以呢一开始的时候他们是非常非常多的恐惧在里面，因此他就告诉大家，这个人就说，哎，第一步总是最难的。
And what this club does, it provides an environment where you can go and learn how to speak in front of people, but you do it in a comfortable environment, and you can do it as a gradual process.
因为这种所谓的演讲俱乐部呢，它其实就在帮助那些对于在公众演讲会害怕的人。那它提供了这样的一群人的，当作你的，应该是说安全观众，所以你在他们面前开始练习怎么样演讲。
And for some people that come into the club with this purpose of learning how to speak, the first step for them is actually they have this project. They're supposed to get up on the stage and introduce themselves and talk to people in front of them for about 4 or 5 minutes about themselves.
那这样的演讲俱乐部它的这个整个做法就是刚来的人第一次就得要练习上台在所有人面前呢介绍自己，然后讲他有关他自己的事情，讲个四五分钟。
And for some people, it's a very scary experience if they've never done that before.
然后对很多人来说呢，他们觉得这是一个非常恐怖的经验，因为他们过去就没这样做过。
And it's not a big club. I mean, at the most, we might get 30 people come, but usually it's maybe 20 or 30 people.
但其实这样子的这个俱乐部呢，每一天，就是每一次聚会的时候，来的人在顶多二三十个，并不是很大的一个群众。
Yeah, but again, for some people, that's probably one of the most scariest things I've ever done. I had to stand up in front of these people and do that.
但对很多人来讲，他会参加这种俱乐部的，他就过去就没这个经验，所以他站上去那是非常非常害怕的。
But once they've done it the first time, the second time comes a lot easier, and then the third time gets easier again, and so on.
但是呢，当他们做了第一次，吓坏了。但第二次就容易很多，那第三次、第四就越来越简单。
So you can see where this little meme, I guess it was, the first step is always the hardest. That certainly applies to that club.
所以呢，这张图呢，对于这个第一步最难是就很适合于用在那个演讲俱乐部的这个同仁身上。
But you cannot apply that to any part of the Christian life.
但是你却不能拿这张图这个说法呢来运用在任何人他的属灵生命。
Because the spiritual life is based on grace, and there's nothing hard about grace.
因为属灵生命完全是经由恩典，那恩典就是你不劳而获的，所以何必担心第一步是难的呢？
And just believing in Jesus Christ.
你只需要接受相信耶稣基督。
Yeah. Some people could say it's difficult in that they have to overcome the barriers of all the old thinking that they've done. But once you understand the gospel message, it is grace. There's nothing that should be difficult. It's just you trust in God.
有些人他会觉得说对他很难，是因为他过去受到一些其他的教导，不是基督徒的教导，所以他会好像很难。但是只要你真的认识了福音，你了解这个福音那个概念的话，其实是很容易了。
Yeah, if God is doing everything for you, there's nothing you have to do. Again, all you do is believe. So that's why it becomes very easy, or it should be very easy for us.
因为呢，只要你一相信那一刻，神就为你准备了一切，所以你没有什么需要工作，需要难的。
Yeah, and it's the same for living the spiritual life. God does everything for you. All you have to do is get yourself into a Bible class and learn what is it that God is actually doing for you.
而对于相信了的人，他进入了属灵生命的这个成长，也是神在为你准备一切。你唯一需要做的就是来上圣经课。
Now the next slide we have here is another saying that I used to hear a lot when I was growing up in a Western society.
那还有呢，我们这边还要再讲另外一个世俗的这个宗教的格言，这个在听他小时候成长的过程中，经常听到人家这么讲。
And the same was God helps those who help themselves.
这句话就是说，神呢帮助那些自己会帮助自己的人。
And it was often used, I guess, to people saying, well, you know, stop being so lazy. You know, they weren't actually doing something to make something work. And so somebody else would say, well, look, if you want God to help you, you've got to start, you've got to help yourself first.
好，这句话常常是被用在哈，这个有一些人他就很懒惰，就什么都不做哈的状态，或者是他就是踌躇不前的那种状态，那就会有人说，哎，神会帮助你，如果你自己要也想要站起来。
Again, you could probably apply this to someone looking for salvation. Now, if you approached a religious person and said, how do I get to heaven?The religious person might say, well, God will help you, but you have to help yourself. You have to stop your sins first, and you have to do all these good things for God, and then God will help you.
那有些还在一些宗教的这个人的面前呢，有的时候你会问他说，哎，我怎么样可以去天堂？然后那种宗教性的人就会跟你讲说，神会帮助你，但是你必须先要帮助你自己，你自己先要努力的，不要犯罪等等的，就会讲一些这样的话。
But again, yeah, the concept is that God helps those who can't help themselves.
但实际上呢，在我们圣经的教导是说，神会帮助那些他无法帮助你自己的人。
We have the example of it was Peter who was stuck in the prison and had been put there because he was preaching the gospel.
这边有一个例子呢，我们就从圣经的例子来讲哈，就是彼得呢曾经被关在监牢里，因为他在这个。给传福音的时候就被抓到监牢里面去了。
Yeah, and he was in a very strong prison, so he knew it was useless to try to escape.
那是一个非常坚固的一个监牢，所以他完全不可能去想象他可以逃离。
So he couldn't really help himself.
所以他真的无法帮助他自己。
It was beyond his human ability.
这是完全超过一个人可以有的能力。
Now, at that time, there'd been people praying at, I think it was the house of Mark, or Mark's mother actually had like a kind of a hotel thing. There'd been a lot of people there, and they'd been praying for Peter.
然后在那个马大呢，他们其实好像在一个旅馆里面啊，所有的人都在那边为彼得祷告。
Eventually, the angel came in during the night, and the angel put the guards to sleep, if you remember the story, and the angel came in and opened up the door for Peter.
如果你记得那个圣经上讲的故事，就是那到了那个半夜，天使就来到这个监牢，然后让那些守卫的人全部都睡着，而且天使打开了这个牢门，让彼得他们可以离开。
And then the angel said to Peter, "Okay, well, you know, get your shoes on, get your shirt on, and we're going to get out of here."
那个天使甚至跟彼得讲说，哎，穿上鞋子，穿上衣服，哎，我们现在可以，我们要离开这里了。
See, in that situation, what Peter couldn't do, which was open the door and put the guards to sleep, God did that for him.
所以在那个状态下，其实彼得是无法做任何事的，他不可能打开牢门走出去的。所以神呢，就为他做了这件事。
But putting the shoes on and putting his coat on, so the angel wasn't going to do that. God wasn't going to do that for Peter, because Peter could do that. That's a normal thing.
但对彼得来讲呢，穿上鞋子或穿上外套这件事情彼得是可以做的哦，所以天使就不会帮他做，上帝也不会帮他做，让他自己做。
Yeah, so you have to understand, you know, what is it that God does for you, and what does God expect you to do?
所以从这个 故事呢，你就知道呢，神会期待你做些什么，而神也不会有些事情你做不了的，神就不会期待你做，他会为你而做。
Yeah, for example, another example, you could have somebody who's very sick, and then they call on the pastor and they call on their Christian friends and say, please pray for me to heal me.
那有些人呢，比如说他真的非常重病啊，那他能做什么？他不能做什么，所以只能够为他祈祷。
Okay, now, usually when you're sick, you go and see a doctor.
一般来讲，当你生病了，你会去看医生。
And in many other cases, the doctor can diagnose you, and then he can find out, okay, here's your problem, and here's the medicine you need, and you go home, and then eventually if you do what the doctor says, you can be healed.
就一般来讲，像我们生病的时候，我们去看医生，医生就会来诊断，然后他就会说，哦，你是得了什么毛病，然后这边是这些药给你回去吃。
Yeah, and so that's solved by normal means.
所以这种呢，就是问题被正常的解决。
Yeah, and you can still give thanks to God. And actually, even before you go to the doctor, you can pray that God will guide you to the right doctor, and that the doctor will have the wisdom and give you the right drugs or whatever.
而一般这种生病的状态呢，你一定在去看医生前，你就最好先祷告，祷告说，哎，神会帮你安排最好的、适合的医生，然后他会帮你做最好的诊断跟治疗。
But you know, you did the normal thing, and then God used that doctor to solve your problem.
所以呢，你做了你可以做的一般正常的事情，而神呢为你去做，包括选择对的医生等等的这些事情。
Now, in another case, you might go to the doctor and say, "Well, you have an incurable disease, or the doctor can't fix you in some way or another, and basically you're left to die. There's no human solution."
那另外有些状况就是，哎，一个人他生了一个。不可救、不可医治的病，那医生呢也没有办法可以给他药来治疗。那这种状况呢
？And in that case, you might have Christians and they pray, God, you know, we've tried everything we could, and there's no solution, and it's all up to you now.
这时候你的祷告就可以是跟神说，我们得了这种不可救之病，那所有的医生都没有办法救我了，那求神来。就是等于是说，这就全看神能够如何处置。
And then they pray and expect that God will heal them through a miracle.
所以他们呢，就等于是祷告，希望神能够赐给他一个神迹。
Often God expects that person not to be healed through a miracle, and maybe that person is suffering because he sinned. He might have done some really bad sin, so that's why God is teaching him. Or he could be a growing believer, and God needs him to trust in God, and he's using that pain and that suffering to make the believer grow.
而在这种状况下，其实神呢，他其实不是在想说哦，怎么样运用奇迹在他身上，而是有两种情况，一种是这个人他之所以生这个病，是因为他某一个罪，那他其实需要的是他对神忏悔。那另外一种可能是神希望经由他的病痛，让他对神的信心可以增长。
But whether the person is suffering because of discipline from God, or whether he's suffering because God is using that circumstance to make him grow, or he could be a great believer, and maybe Satan is testing him. There's a few possibilities there. But the solution is always the same. The solution is go to the Word of God.
所以在这种状况下呢，很可能神呢，他就是一个是在利用病痛来管教他，一个呢是利用病痛来让他学习倚靠神。那第三个有可能就是因为他是一个很伟大的信徒，而撒旦呢得到了神的应许来测试他。所以不论是哪一种，他其实都在这个过程中间，神在教导他在所谓属灵的成熟。
And in these cases, God doesn't have to provide a miracle to help these people, regardless of whether the person is suffering for discipline.Or suffering for spiritual growth, or suffering because of satanic testing, you don't want to stop that pain. That man, he needs to suffer. It's for his benefit that he suffers.
所以呢，在这种状态下呢，不论是要得到神的管教，或者属灵的成长，或者是要让他经历撒旦的测试，我们为这个生病的人的祷告呢，其实都不是要让他的所谓病痛得到缓解，而是你要为他祷告，他可以得到更大的信心。
God has a purpose for that suffering.
因为神给他的这个所有的苦难，其实是有目标的，有目的的。
And again, through that suffering, God does provide a solution.
而经由这样的苦难，其实神一定会提供他一个 解决之道。
So you've actually got two principles at work here, and one is that every kind of suffering, and this is not just for the believers but for the unbelievers, every kind of suffering has a purpose.
我们必须要理解，任何的苦难它一定都是有它的目的的。
And every kind of suffering has a solution.
那每一样的任何一种苦难也都有它的解决之道。
Okay, now the solution doesn't always, and very rarely in fact, comes through a miracle.
而这种解决之道很少是经由一个奇迹一个神迹来做解决的。
Yeah, and remember, even Satan can perform miracles and heal people.
我们要了解即使是撒旦他也可以行使神迹来解救一个人。
Okay, but in those cases, because these people can't help themselves, it comes back to the biblical concept. God will help those who can't help themselves, and that's how God is glorified.
但是我们要记得就是说这些在陷于这种形态的苦难的人他是无法自己救他自己的。所以呢从圣经的教导这样的苦难是神会来救他。
Okay, because when you apply the word of God, and whatever kind of suffering you have, then you're going to benefit from that and God is glorified.
我们要了解在任何的苦难之中呢只要我们学习这个圣经的话语用这个来作为我们解决之道的时候我们都会得到一个解脱而这个解脱将是能够荣耀神的。
But again, yeah, because you do have some people say God helps those who help themselves, and they're expecting you to do something. But really, you know, what you have to do is apply faith. It's the faith where it's drill. And in a circumstance where you cannot help yourself. You have to look at the situation. Can I do this by myself? Or is this a really a situation where I have to put my complete faith in God?
所以在这两句话一个是世俗的宗教的格言或者是说我们的圣经教导就是说神能够帮助他自己的人或者是说神能够帮助那些不能帮助自己的人其实是要看这个重点就是我们在某些时候其实这个事情是我们自己可以处理的或者是这件事情要完全依靠我们对神的信心这两个状态我们是要能够分辨的
So again you can pray forWisdom from God to give you the discernment. Remember, discernment means that you can look at a situation and you can make the right decision.
因为在很多时候我们其实是有的时候是要跟神求的是智慧经由神给予的智慧让我们能够分辨事实。
But you have to be very careful when somebody says, well, God helps those who help themselves. It's almost like you're trying to, really what that means is saying you have to help God.We don't help God. God doesn't need our help.
所以有的时候当人家说哎，神帮助那些可以帮助自己的人 你要小心就是变成说好像是你比神还厉害
And then we have another expression here. Let's just come on to the next one.
那还有另外一种格言我们要拿来做一个分辨
Okay, remember these are examples of how you can be deceived through this human thinking.
这个重点是要让我们了解说我们有时候会被人的说法人的想法给欺骗了
And just like Satan tried to deceive Jesus in the desert Remember he's going to use the word of God But he'll twist it around a little bit or take it out of context
就像撒旦呢在这个沙漠里面要测试耶稣的时候他其实用的是神的话但是他却把它稍微修改了一些
And the example I have here is, I used to hear this quite a lot growing up as well. Money is the root of all evil.
这个在听他成长的过程中常常听到人家讲一句话就是钱呢是所有罪恶的根源。
It makes people greedy and then they want to kill each other.
因为钱呢让很多人呢变得非常的吝啬然后甚至想要贪心想要就是甚至会为了钱而杀人
Well, it corrupts people to become dishonest businessmen or dishonest politicians
然后也去腐败一些这种什么政治啊商人啊让他们就是让他们整个变成腐败的人
And so the religious person or what we call the ascetic person ascetic means somebody who's trying to distance themselves to separate themselves from the world they say okay well I'm just going to give away all my money and I'm going to go live in a commune or somethingThe ascetic usually is relating to like Buddhist type religions, but you have it in Christianity, some people become ascetic.
那这个话呢在世俗的人里面甚至有一种苦行者这种所谓宗教的苦行者他们就会用这样的话说金钱是万罪的根源来讲。
They give away all their possessions and they think somehow that will make them closer to God.
他们要让他们自己做很苦行僧的那种做法呢，让他们可以离神更近一些。
Okay, and yeah, some people do probably get that feeling, I guess, when you relinquish the things of the world. I saw this a lot in India where you have these people, they give away everything, including their clothes. There's a kind of a religious sect in India. These people walk around naked because they've given up everything.
像在印度哈，他那些苦行僧呢，他们所有世俗的事情全部都放弃，甚至不要衣服，就所以他们是走在路上，是光着身子走在路上的。他们用这样方法来修行。
Yeah, it's quite funny. You're walking along the street, and you see these guys. They have these long beards because they don't cut their beards, and the long, shaggy hair, really dirty people walking around naked. It's like, wow, yeah, that's their choice, I guess.
你在印度会看到这种苦行僧啊，他们就是全身光光的，但是头发、胡子全部长得不得了，然后看起来又很脏哈的状况。他们认为这个是他们要。离神更近的方法。
Yeah, but actually, I think they're demon possessed, and they take a lot of drugs as well. These people, their religion is combined with, they call them sadhus, S-A-D-U. Their religion is intertwined with smoking drugs.
而这种印度的苦行僧，他们其实是被邪灵捆绑的，所以他们其实还用很多的药物哈，那种会让人麻痹的一些烟啊等等的。
So they've taken this concept to the extreme.
所以他们是把这种概念呢用到非常极限的状态。
But really, you have to look at what does the Bible say about money.
但是我们实际上应该回到圣经来看，圣经怎么来谈钱这件事。
Okay, and the verse, 1 Timothy 6:10, says that the love of money, see, it's not talking about money as evil, but the love of money or the love for money is a root of all kinds of evil.
所以在这个提摩太前书六章十节他说呢，爱钱会是所有各种罪恶的根源。
That's a big difference to say that, you know, money is evil or to say the love of money is evil.
所以这是两个很大的差别，一个是说钱是罪恶的根源，一个是说热爱钱是一个罪恶的根源。
And that's the root. So if you allow that priority, which means if money is your priority,And that's what you're focused on, and your whole life is devoted to making more money, then that's going to, you know, create all kinds of evil in your life.
所以在圣经的教导里面，他在强调的是说什么呢？钱不是罪恶根源，是当你把钱当作所有事情的第一优先的时候，那这就造成了各种的罪恶。
But again, yes, because people get lazy in their interpretation of the Bible, or they hear something, and rather than actually study about it, they just repeat what they think they heard.
因为有些人就是太懒了，他就是只是重复讲别人讲的话，他就误会很大。
Yeah, so we have these principles here. See, lazy thinking, and that just means that you're just passing on information without double checking the facts, and cosmic interference. It leads to heresy. And heresy means false concepts or something that's against the word of God. Deceptive thinking, maybe?
我们要记得了解这个事情的原则是什么呢？就是如果太懒得思考，好，或者是被这个世俗的世界的这些干扰，哈，会带领我们啊走进异端。
And in the parenthesis there, I have satanic perversion of truth because Satan is he's going to promote these ideas as well, and perversion means he's twisted the truth around.
而那个撒旦呢，他其实就是会把真理给扭曲了。
And the other principle we have here is only good doctrinal studies can be relied on to provide the truth.
然后呢，还有另外一个原则就是呢，只有好的这个教义的研读呢，才能够
can be relied on, so that you can only trust Bible studies to provide to give you the truth. 哦，
就是只有呢，依赖呢研读圣经教义才能够得到真理。
Okay, and we have to emphasize that because you know, every day you do get people send messages on their phone and nice aphorisms. Remember that word? It means short sayings which sound good. Or you get memes or you hear people saying things which is supposed to look like it's wisdom, but it's not.
这个重点就是说我们不要以为这些在你的这个 LINE 群组或微信群组里面啊，大家这样丢来丢去的一些好像看起来蛮有智慧的格言，就以为这个是智慧。好，我们一定要回头研读圣经。
Yeah, and some of these things can even sound biblical or be made to look like they're from the Bible. But even Bible verses taken out of context can be very destructive.
有些时候我们会收到的一些格言根本就是好像是圣经上面的句子，但是你要了解哦，如果我们不理解这个句子它真正背后的所有的内涵，那我们只看那个表面的 句意的时候，我们也一样可能会被误导。
Now, the thing is, with doctrine, you protect your soul, so you're not going to be deceived by these kind of concepts.
但是我们在读这些东西的时候，我们一定要让我们的圣灵充满，让圣灵来教导我们，我们就不会被这些事情给欺骗。
Okay, now aside from memes and little messages that people pass on, another way that you can easily be deceived is through watching movies or TV shows.
另外一个除了这些格言的这种欺骗啊，我们也常常会被一些看的电影或者是一些电视的节目呢所欺骗。
Okay, now I'll put the first statement out here. You cannot learn doctrine from movies. I just want you to accept that as fact for now.
现在第一句话他说呢，你不能够以为你可以从电影里面学习圣经的教义。
Okay, however, they do have a use. When you watch them, you should watch them through the prism of doctrine and be entertained by them, knowing your soul is protected by truth.
但是呢当你在看这些电影的时候呢，你应该要经由一个这个圣经教义的灵镜来看。
Yeah. See, some movies you just shouldn't watch. I mean, if they're totally useless or they're too much fantasy, you don't want to watch pornography either for movies. But you know, just there's a lot of movies that just really Christians shouldn't watch them because they're useless for our souls. Yeah.
就第一个呢就是很多的电影其实真的别看比较好，因为它其实是 会污染我们的灵魂。
Okay, but there's some movies, I'll give you some examples here, but some movies you can watch them and again through the prism of doctrine. You're not going to learn from them, but those movies will encourage and inspire you to apply doctrine to that movie.
但是有些电影呢其实你在看的时候呢其实你是可以把你所学过的这些圣经教义呢去运用在怎么观看这个电影上，也就是你带着圣经教义的灵镜来看。
Yeah, and then you can actually really enjoy the movie a lot more and appreciate the work that the directors or the writers or the actors and actresses have put in.
而你如果这样子去看的时候呢，你会其实会觉得更有意思，甚至你会对他的这个编剧或导演他的整个的做法会有很多的想法。
Okay, so you can be stimulated to think about what you see in comparison with what you have learned.
所以呢你其实是会被刺激去想的更多，经由你所看到的以及你可以比较的，然后经由这样子哎，你就学习了更多。
For example, you can ask yourself as you're watching the movie or when you finish the movie, what would you have done in those circumstances if you were a certain character in the movie?
你有的时候你可以在看这个电影的时候，你可以假想你如果是那个里面的角色的话，你会如何做？
Yeah, or if you wrote the story, maybe, you know, if the movie backers gave you the script and said, what would you change about this? And yeah, it just gives you something to think about.
甚至呢你可以呢思考呢，如果是你要来做这个故事，来说这个故事或做这部电影的话，你会改变些什么对于这个故事。
Okay, and I'll give you a couple of movies that were recommended to us just recently we watched, and I recommend you watch them as well.
然后 Tim 现在要给我们几个建议，就是他最近看的电影，他觉得你们也可以看看，大家可以看看，然后可以来想一想这个电影。
Okay, the first one here is called The Adjustment Bureau.
第一部呢是命运规划局。
Sometimes the names of movies are different in Taiwan to China, and even maybe in mainland China, that the names change depending on the places, so you might have to look it up somewhere.
有时候在台湾的翻译啊，就是这个电影的名字，用的中文名字跟在大陆是不一样，所以你们可能要找一下这一部片子。
Okay. Now, this movie is quite relevant to what we've been studying about the divine decree.
这部电影呢，其实跟我们现在讲神的旨意的这个主题非常有关。
For example, we were looking at the principle how the sovereignty of God, that means the power of God and the omniscience of God, and the free will of man coexist.
那这个电影呢，主要在谈的是神的主权跟我们人的自由意志之间的关联性。
Now there's some concepts in the movie which from a Christian point of view they're quite blasphemous. Blasphemous means that they go opposite to God's plan.
这个电影里面呢，其实有一点点在从我们这个基督徒的眼光来看呢，就是他们有一点点要对抗神的计划。
For example, there's a character in the movie, you never see him, but you sort of have to assume he's God. And they call him like the chairman. They don't want to mention the name God, but you know, that's their artistic license. They're free to do that, of course.
在这电影里面呢，他们有一个角色呢，是从来你没见过哈，但是他一直把他称之为这个主席。那其实他应该是在他不想用上帝这个字眼，但实际上他应该这个主席就是在指的是上帝。
Yeah, and it's also implied during the movie that somebody made a mistake, and the somebody that made a mistake would have to be God, I guess. So that's not going to happen.
而在这里面呢，也还提到说，有人做，在这个计划执行中犯了错。那这个计划的设计或执行犯错这件事，在电影里面居然有发生，但实际上神是不会犯错。
Yeah, and then there's another statement made during the movie says, man does not have free will. You have to watch the movie to the end, of course. But when you hear that statement, automatically we should be saying, well, that's not true.
而在这部片子里面呢，好像还认为把人当作是没有办法做所有的自由意志的选择的。那这个也是我们可能看的时候马上会觉得说，诶，好像不对。
I'm not trying to give away too much because I still want you to see the movie, but there's another concept I'll just mention after the break. We'll have another 10-minute break.
另外呢，这个电影里面还有另外一个很重要的一个概念，我们等一下10分钟的休息后再来讲。
Okay.